This is letter number 6. It was written 1940, 3rd of February. Dear son, we are calculating the time and it seems like you should be arriving to New Zealand on the 24th. And we are hoping that you will send us a letter by air, and that should be here within a week. And we are also hoping that a week later we will hear from you from City S, which I'm not sure what it is, but it starts with an S. So from S. We are very much looking forward to hear from you. At home, nothing, no news at home. The last few weeks was all about Pitu. He went to skiing. He also went to the Matthias ball. And he got his mid-year marks. So we were busy with all of, you know, his things that he's doing. The winter was so strong this year. It is unheard of how much snow we had, which gave a chance to Pitu to do what he loves to do, which is skiing. So first of all, at Christmas, he went to he went to Ukraine, but the Hungarian part of Ukraine, Karpataya, we call it. And then you already know about this, but then he went skiing to Dobogoku, which is about an hour from Budapest. At the end he had 5 days coal break, and so that means that he could ski more. Basically, we don't really see him. He leaves very early in the morning, and he gets home 6 p.m. And then it happens that we are not at home that time. We are outside of our home having dinner somewhere. But Pitu really enjoys this sort of lifestyle. I can also tell that he is behaving very well. He got home at 6 p.m. He has afternoon tea, and within half an hour he pack his things and he goes to his private tutor. And he got home from the private tutor at around 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Before yesterday was the school ball. And the school ball was really special because we had a tuxedo and we made it fit to him, on him. Of course, Pitu was against it, but at the end he was very happy that, you know, he looked like an adult in this beautiful tuxedo. From the ball, he got home in the morning at 6 o'clock. And at 9 a.m., he was ready to go to the Schwab Mountain. His midterm certificate or mark included for wow, how would you say it here? So four twos. So in Hungary, the best is five at the max. So the best you can get is five. So one is unsatisfactory, like very bad. Two is a little bit better. So he had four of the twos. So one of them was mathematic, unfortunately. P2 actually is very satisfied with this result, and to be honest, I am as well. Especially when his private tutor says that he will pass the VCE. So he will get either two or so he will pass for sure. The landlord or the housemaid luckily keep us warm. If we don't have the northern wind, it is very pleasant in our home. But we hear that others are freezing because of because the lack of the coal. There is not enough coal. Even in the best houses, it happens that they don't have coal. And so they still predicting very cold weather. And our health is fine, despite the cold weather. We all three of us well. I don't have anything important, more important to say. I mean, expect if I don't want to write down everything before your mother. I just want to strongly remind you one more time that please don't forget your Aurel uncle. If you haven't written to him, please urgently and soon write to him with in details about your travels and your arrival. In one of his letter, he was basically excusing himself. As he was saying that he has to keep his wealth together because of the relatives, and he firmly said that you have duty with him, so please don't forget to fulfill your duties with our real uncle. Okay, so it seems like that our real uncle is counting on him and probably want to leave his vows to him if he behaves the way he wants. This is how it sounds like from the letter. And that was the last sentence. Lots of kisses, thousands of kisses, dear son Opu.